Well, numbnuts, it sounds like it is. It's a fantastic new invention. It's basically an elastrated device, so for putting rubber rings around around the bag and around the tail on sheep at the moment. And when it's doing that, you can actually inject a local anaesthetic to apply pain relief to those animals. And the benefit of doing that is you have an immediate welfare outcome for that animal. So you're directly taking pain out of the procedure that you're putting that animal through. And the other production benefit of that is that we're hoping to do further research that validates if you do that and the animal can cope better with a stressful procedure, it'll have a beneficial production outcome for you. And that could be anything from improved growth rates up to weaning through to reducing mismothering around the procedure itself.
So the main difference here is that the sheep gets a shot of anaesthetic beforehand. What do we know about how much that reduces the pain and the stress that animal goes through?
So the research that's been undertaken to date indicates that anaesthetic takes hold within 30 to 60 seconds to totally block that nerve, and that pain relief is active up to the point at which the tissue is dead anyway. So by the time that pain block wears off, there's no residual pain associated with the procedure.
Have you noticed a difference in the trials you've done between sheep that have had that anaesthetic compared to sheep that haven't?
Yeah, it's staggering. So you get the typical response of small lambs laying around on the ground, rolling around, and their counterparts who have had the anaesthetic introduced at the time of the procedure are walking around normally grazing.
What's the main driver behind this? Is it the welfare side of things or is it production?
It's a bit of both. It's a sensible outcome on both ends. So it's a win-win. There'll be a welfare outcome because you're directly alleviating pain from those animals going through the procedure. And we believe there'll also be a production outcome in kilograms of lamb produced up to weaning.
Unlike some of the genius ideas that have come out of Australian paddocks, this one isn't Australian.
No, this is a Scottish group from the Morden Institute in Scotland. So, and I guess that's a little bit about how MLA operates. We will fund the best R&D for the benefit of the Australian industry, regardless of where it comes from. And we certainly, this is an example of a great international collaboration that we've got into.
In terms of maintaining control of this product, though, does MLA take ownership of it in terms of managing the income from that, or does that stay in Scotland?
All depends on the commercial agreement that's struck, but certainly we look to get the lion's share of IP. So we actually control the intellectual property around the device, and we make sure when we're doing these investments that we capture the commercial benefit for industry, and that can either be through income return on that investment directly to MLA that we can invest in other R&D projects, or it can be ensuring access to that technology at the right price within Australia.
Where is the product at in terms of that tender process and putting it into a commercial field?
We've done a commercial roadshow, so we've gone around to the companies in the space that have these sorts of devices and might be interested. There's great interest in it. It's currently on the MLA website. It's open for expression of interest and tender to take that numbnuts device out to a commercial application.
And the feedback so far from people looking to possibly pick this product up and take a tender on?
Yeah, everyone's interested. So it's a great example of a commercial opportunity that's come out of MLA R&D.
Not restricted only to sheep?
We are looking to, so the next phase of this from a research point of view is it's exactly the same concept in cattle. So looking at animals up to 3 months of age, you know, can we have a cattle-specific device that can have exactly the same outcome?